Exercise 3. In 1840, the famous German chemist Baron Justus von Liebig, also perhaps the best teacher of chemistry of his day, published a book on organic chemistry. In the book, he argued that plants do not feed directly on humus, as was then generally believed, but exist on simple, inorganic chemicals taken directly from the air and soil. By analyzing the chemical composition of plants, he was able to make a list of these substances, and he showed that plant growth ceases if the availability of just one essential nutrient falls below a certain minimum, regardless of the abundance of all other nutrients. In other words, it is the availability of the scarcest nutrient, not the most abundant, that determines success or failure for plants. If the soil is deficient, say, in boron, no amount of phosphorus will remedy the lack and stimulate vigorous plant growth.